Your Excellency, you're welcome to come to the President of the Republic of Uganda. The first lady, Honorable Janet Museveni, MP. The family of His Excellency, the late Rashid Fawumi Kawawa. The Right Honorable Prime Minister, Professor Apollo Nsubambi. Your Excellencies, Ambassadors and High Commissioners, in particular, I want to recognize His Excellency Sabike Ndassa, the High Commissioner of the Republic of Tanzania. Honorable Ministers and the Members of Parliament, Justices of the Court of Judicature, Professor Vanessa Swayamweva, Vice Chancellor, our special guest from Anderson College University in Kenya, and the Pan African Agribusiness and Agro Industry Consortium, members of the University Council, members of the Senate, the President of Makerere University Student Guild, members of staff of Makerere University, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure, Your Excellency, to welcome you all once again to this very special congregation of Makerere University in the Freedom Square. Your Excellency, allow me once again to thank you very much for having given me the distinguished honor of leading the great Makerere University. I thank you very much. Makerere University, as you have been told, Your Excellency, in Africa it is probably only beaten in first place by only half of the universities in South Africa. But Makerere is on top of all other universities in Africa. South Africa. Therefore, that I'm proud, sir, to be Chancellor of this university. Excellency, this is a historic occasion for me as the first Chancellor of Makerere University to confer the honorary doctorate degree upon Your Excellency President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who is also the visitor to Makerere University. I must also express my appreciation of the fact that though busy as you are now with your campaign, you have found time to personally honor this occasion. Thank you very much, Your Excellency. As Chancellor, I shall constitute a special congregation of Makerere University to confer the Doctor of Laws, honoris causa, upon His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni and His Excellency Rashid Mfaume Kawawa, the late posthumously, who was former Vice President of the United Republic of Tanzania. The late Kawawa, as you have been informed, passed away on 31st December 2009, but we are happy, very happy indeed, Your Excellency, that the family of the late Rashid Muhammad Kawawa are here to receive the award on his behalf. Karibu sana. Why this special award ceremony? His Excellency Mayor of Tanzania and His Excellency Rashid Mbamu Kalama were awarded honorary doctorates during the 60th graduation ceremony held on 18th to 22nd January 2010 in recognition of their distinguished and outstanding public service. However, as we all know, one of the recipients, His Excellency Rashid Mpaone Kawawa, passed away on 31st December 2009. Both families, we are still mourning the loss of a great relative and indeed a great friend, and therefore it was imprudent for the award to take place on that appointed day. In light of this, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, together with the family of the late, requested Makerere University to organize a special ceremony for them to receive this prestigious award. Hence today's special ceremony. Background to the award. This is in accordance with Makerere University Statute Number 13 on Honorary Award Guidelines and Section 47 of the University and other Tertiary Institutions Act, Subsection 1, which states, and I quote, "The university may consider conferring an honorary degree upon any person who has excelled in any sector of life, as he may deem fit, on the recommendation of an honorary degree committee established jointly by Senate and the University Council." The decision, end of quote. The decision to award His Excellency Museveni and His Excellency Kawawa successfully passed through all the vetting procedures. The Honorary Degree Awards Committee vetted the proposal and forwarded its report to Senate. Senate then discussed the report and, having been satisfied with its work, recommended the proposal to the University Council. At its 117th meeting, held on 17th December 2009, Council studied the Senate's recommendation and unanimously approved the proposal. Unanimously approved the proposal to honor His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni and His Excellency Rashid Kawawa with the Honorary Doctor of Laws degree. His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, in particular, successfully qualified for this award based on his track record of excellence and outstanding achievements in the field of public affairs, as is outlined in the Oratory of Excellence and as has been ably put by the Chairman of Council, Honorable Matthew Chikiri, under the Vice Chancellor. Indeed, I need not go into the details because these are contained in the Oratory of Excellence. Established in 1922 as the Humber Technical College, Makerere University has grown over the years to become East Africa's oldest and the premier university. Your Excellency, Makerere University is a public funded institution which has continued to prosper from age to age, as we've been told. Makerere is proud of have distinguished alumni spread over the globe. These alumni have greatly contributed to the development of Uganda, East Africa, and the world at large. Notably, Makerere University has trained leaders who have been and still are at the helm of national, political, and economic leadership of their respective countries. Some of these include the late Sir Frederick Edward Mutesa, Kabaka of Uganda, and the first President of the Republic of Uganda, the late Earl Wilson Obote, Vice President of the Republic of Uganda, Professor Yusuf Kironde Lule, who also was President of Uganda, Professor, no, I beg your pardon, Godfrey Lukoba Naisa, who also was President of the Republic of Uganda, the President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency Mike Bati, that studied at Makerere University, and Your Excellency, I'd like to inform you that President Kibaki was the first person to get a first class degree at Makerere University. We have the late Jaramogi Oginga Oginga, who was an illustrious first vice president and a freedom fighter in the Republic of Kenya. Indeed, Your Excellency and the honorable members of the congregation, you may wish to know that the president of the Republic of Congo, His Excellency Joseph Kabila, actually attended Makerere University. You also know that former President of the Republic of Tanzania, Benjamin Mkapa, was a student at Makerere University, and indeed Your Excellency, I wish to inform you that not too long ago, we had the pleasure and the privilege of hosting former President Mkapa, who even was shown the register where he first registered when he came to Makerere University. And he couldn't believe the excesses of nostalgia that embraced him when they showed him where he wrote his name when he came to Makerere. So the extent that I can go on and on and on about famous leaders who are going through the gates of Makerere University. Indeed, we have produced governors of central banks, like Emmanuel Musinga Mutebile, the governor of the Bank of Uganda, the late Charles Kondoko, governor of the Bank of Uganda, and the former governor of the Bank of Kenya, C. Ndegwa. We have produced famous lawyers like Justice Egona Ntende, current Chief Justice of the Sessions, Justice George Masika, former Chief Justice of Uganda, the late Benedicto Kwanuka, and the Justice Kitino Mwendwa, who was the first African Chief Justice of Kenya. We have produced cardinals and archbishops. Emmanuel Cardinal Wamala, went through the gates of Makerere. The Archbishop of York, the most reverend of the John Center, and his wife, Margaret Centam. Your Excellency John Stenson became the first black Archbishop of York, the second highest see in the hierarchy of the Church of England. It only comes second after Canterbury. Last note, but not least, Excellency, Mackay has produced great writers like Okoye Chukwuma that has been referred to, but also authors like Professor Ngugi wa Thiong'o and others like him. Sam is a part of the great crowd of Mackay University that you are soon going to be interested in. By matter of conformity of the doctorate degree, the doctorate of law degree on Alice Scott today, Your Excellency and the late Rashid Kawawa have become part of the great crowd of Mackay University convocation, and I congratulate you on that. Therefore, as Chancellor, I now mandate you to start playing your part by supporting the material convocation. And here I am, and you can be here today, and Mr. Kavanta. And in the hope, you will now become even more forceful in your contribution to the support of Mackay University to work on things. Yes, the function has come soon after I returned from Doha, where I attended the World Innovation Summit for Education, WINE, a conference at which very prominent people made presentations that can have far-reaching effects on improving education in our country. I hope I have an opportunity to brief you on this matter. In conclusion, Your Excellency, I want to conclude my brief remarks by thanking Your Excellency President Museveni and the government of Uganda for the support you have given Mackay University. And in particular, sir, I want to declare my interest. I am a scientist. And over the past we have seen the science profession get what we sometimes very one day consider a raw deal. But it is good scientists are not very well represented in government, so not I don't know. But I might want to thank you very much. Over the past, you have shown so much interest in supporting science education, to the extent that you have paid several visits to Mackay University personally to visit faculties which teach science courses. We all know that without the advancement of science, there is no way a country can grow. So thank you, for prioritizing the teaching of science. Not to say that the other disciplines are not useful. Far from it, they are very useful. Very often, if you can't manage it, yeah, that's true. That's true. In the past experience, I personally don't buy the notion where some people, even with past certain disciplines, are sitting useless for not a real man. There is no such a thing in the world. The late Robert Gardiner, former executive secretary of the Economic Commission for Africa, came to Mackay during the mean days, by the way, when education was despised. And even if you are saying that to be educated, he Because I never married them. Makerere University, I didn't take card and even it was overthrown. Somehow they were want to be in school. So it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And I think he was telling Idi Amin, Idi Amin was present. He said, there is no such thing as bad knowledge. He makes a thing is bad. Knowledge, so that you know how bad it is. He is very experienced to always pass judgments on issues when people don't know them well. That's why they often get criticized by people sometimes who can't save their right hand from their left hand. So I am saying that I am very grateful for your experience in personal committed stuff. Commitment supporting scientific and epistemological innovation at Makerere University. The evidence in the sheer Eve camp, regardless of the first ever designed car, is here too. It is a pity you will not be able to go and see the exhibition, but I urge the members of the audience, when it is over, you could go and have a look. Last, but certainly not least in your experiences, I want to wish you a successful campaign and continued leadership of our country. All we will do for the future. Thank you very much for your attention.
Because the President invited guests